Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about champions and people who champion for us in our community. And one of those is in the studio right now. Jessica Sedario is here. She is the development manager for Rally Foundation. I'm so happy you're here. And many of you may know Jess, who has also hosted this show in the past. So it's really fun to have you here with me this morning, Jess.
I talk much clearer now that I'm not on your side of the mic.
Right? It's a lot easier when you're not moving the buttons.
That's right.
So I'm so excited for you in this position. You've been in it for a good while now, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to do 2 years in the beginning of September.
That's incredible. Yeah. So tell us about the Rally Foundation, because it is an organization that does champion for children and for so many people in the community. Tell us what it's about, because I know you hear so many nonprofits in our area, but sometimes I think, and now what do they do and who do they represent? So tell us about this, because this is kind of a homegrown group, isn't it?
Well, it's very grassroots.
Yes, that's efforts. What I mean. Yes.
So our focus is really childhood cancer research. We want to get in there first and find the most innovative research grants to find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects. And ultimately, we want a cure for cancer.
Right.
So we do that. But also here locally, we provide meals twice a week in the hospitals to families that are battling cancer. This way, they can stay by their child's side. And let's be honest, they're probably not thinking about eating.
No, they're so focused on their child's care, and cancer treatment is not easy. And I don't know, there's nothing more helpless to me than a child in a hospital.
Absolutely. And they want to be with their kiddo, and eating is expensive. Food's not always the best choices. So we bring them a meal twice a week. We have several different partners who do this. Chick-fil-A has been our solid partner every Tuesday since the beginning of it. So that's fabulous. Then we have other great partners like Sunny's Barbecue and Florida Power and Light also sponsor a meal as well, which is a great opportunity for a business or just a family or individuals to come in and serve a meal to an oncology patient and share a smile.
Yeah.
But we also have our Family Emergency Fund as well that helps support families while they're battling. It could be anything from rent to electricity, transportation to treatment.
Right.
And that sort of stuff, which is super important.
Well, so often families are coming. They may not live in this area. They might be having to stay in a hotel. We do have some resources with Ronald McDonald House and some others that help. But still, it's an expense they weren't anticipating.
Yeah.
And now they have a child in the hospital.
Yeah, the Studer Children's Family, the Studer Family Children's Hospital is the area hospital for children with cancer. So we have children coming from Panama City all the way over here as well. So it really is the home hospital.
Right. No, and that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And so what you do, in addition to finding that research and finding the funding for that, but locally helping families is really, really valuable and a much-needed service.
Oh, it is. And it's not just the meals and financial support, but we have several community activities. It's really important to surround yourself around others who understand what's going on and other people who may not understand but understand how to love and support.
Yeah.
And we do several different events throughout the year, specifically for the Rally Kids. Cookies and milk at Christmas time, during the holiday parade and Santa, an ice cream social, and then just other advocacy events that gives a voice to these kiddos and their families.
So it is a nonprofit, so there's always that issue of funding. And you just had a big fundraiser that looked like it went great. I saw the pictures.
We did. So first, I just want to say that 93 cents of every dollar that we raise or is donated to us goes directly to our mission.
That's incredible.
We have been able to maintain that since inception as a company, and we've always held the highest rating of any childhood cancer research foundation in the U.S.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, which is exciting. But even more so exciting, we did raise over
$730,000. Wow. Yeah. This was at the Runaway event?
Yes, it's Runway event that features 6 boys and 6 girls who are either battling or have battled cancer, and we pair them up with celebrities and local celebrities. This year, Chip Simmons, Sheriff Simmons, was one of our escorts, along with Greg Harris from the Ice Flyers. We had Sydney Cantley, who is a 2-time childhood cancer survivor, and Miss Southern Alabama University.
Oh, cool.
And she's now a Rally Kid as well. And we also had wonderful meteorologist from WEAR, Alan Strum.
There you go.
He was fantastic. They all were fantastic with the children. The children had the best night ever.
Oh, that's great. And what a great opportunity.
Yeah. And our community.
And
really
to raise that much
up.
Money really makes a big difference.
Absolutely. We were able to share with the audience. Rally on the Runway here in the Gulf Coast is the first runway event that kicks off across our other three locations.
Uh-huh.
And we were able to secretly announce that we were handing out $7 million in grants this year.
Wow.
Which is tremendous. Mm-hmm. Still some left on the table, but $7 million were funded, $7 million worth.
That's amazing. That's for cancer research.
Yeah, childhood cancer research. Right now, less than 8% of federal funding that is set aside for cancer research goes to childhood cancer research. So less than 8%, which is baffling to me.
Right. It
really is. Because kids get different cancers than adults, mm-hmm. and they need different treatments, and they're getting outdated treatments that are meant for you and I.
Right. So this is great to be able to have this advocacy for one, but also the funding, which is so badly needed.
Because every child, no matter where the funds are coming in from, every child, including here, has a better opportunity because of Rally.
Of course.
We're able to connect them with other treatments in other places if they've exhausted their resources here.
So if I wanted to help, and if I wanted to volunteer or just become a part of it or donate or be a sponsor, how can I do that?
Well, you can get in my car and we'll drive over to the hospital because we're serving a lunch at 11:30.
Oh, today. Oh.
But if you want to be involved, you can reach out to myself, Jessica, at rallyfoundation.org, or Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at rallyfoundation.org. You can always visit our website, but we have opportunities such as serving a meal.
That sounds like that would be fun, actually.
Supporting us at one of our larger fundraisers,
mm-hmm.
or supporting us at a community event like Gold Strung Fest, which kicks off Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, or even Cookies and Milk.
Oh, okay.
Different other initiatives like that.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. Well, we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes and talk with Jessica about some more things that Rally Foundation is doing in our area. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with the Rally Foundation right here on News Radio. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about the Rally Foundation with Development Manager Jessica Sedario, who you may recognize when you hear her voice as being one of the former hosts here at Pep Talk. So Jessica, we're talking about the Rally Foundation. It's not necessarily, tell us how it got started.
Yeah, so Rally Foundation was founded in 2005. It was founded in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
as well. Dean and Reed Crow are our founders, and Reed had a young gentleman who was battling brain cancer for the second time on his baseball team.
Oh.
And he had become really, really ill, and he was in the hospital, and he asked his wife, Dean, would you go with me
mm-hmm.
and see the family? And so when she did, she said, what can I do to help? And the mom said, Nancy said, find a cure for cancer.
Aww.
And Dad said, make sure everyone in the hospital is fed.
Aww.
And so we really started as a prayer circle in mm-hmm. a driveway for William. And then it evolved into what we are today. And really cool thing about Rally Gulf Coast is mm-hmm. that Cindy Bonner had a neighbor that had cancer. 4-year-old little girl had cancer. Aww. And she said the same thing. What can I do to help? And if I know Cindy, which a little bit I do, she probably in her head thought, and I'm not making you a casserole.
Right.
But she's good at that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, she went to, did a lot of investigation and research online and found Rally Foundation. And she went to Rally, saw what they were doing, said, I'm going to raise $100,000. She sure enough did.
Wow.
And here we are today.
Wow. So this is our branch in Pensacola Gulf Coast Rally Foundation.
Yeah, we've been here for more than, we've been here 11 years. And
wow.
Rally as a whole has just celebrated 20 years.
No kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. So fortunate. The downside of it is in the last 11 years, 200 new medications, new treatments have been passed through the FDA for adults.
Uh-huh.
That's not the case for children. 44 drugs have been.
That's it.
Yeah. We are proud to say that 8 of the rally-led investments that we have done have moved on. And those drugs have been approved by the FDA. So
oh,
we
that's
feel
amazing.
So wonderful.
So you're
about
seeing
that.
A direct connection now to the money that you've raised for childhood cancer research.
Yes.
Actually manifesting into a new medication.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good.
It does. We found a bucket of money, or I should say Dean found a bucket of money in the Department of Defense because 18 to 39-year-olds are your primary age range for people in the military, and we found that they, along with their families, had a higher rate of cancer.
Interesting.
So there was that bucket of money that was in there, and we've been able to go in there and advocate for that. That money doesn't come to us, but it goes to support other researchers that we've funded. So together with our dollars and the federal funding really is the key. And so we've been super fortunate that 50% of our research receives that federal funding. And then it was 25%, it's just popped up to 28% of our research grants that we fund have advanced to clinical trials.
Wow.
Which, so exciting to see. And we really do have a really tough process for choosing grants. We pull out any possible bias that there could be because we really, really want to be able to choose the best grants possible.
Right, that are going to be the most effective and hopefully can be something that will be used for kids in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Treatments right now, kids are going to be going to the doctor for the rest of their life for follow-up care. We have an amazing teenage girl who just had her hip replaced.
Wow.
And she's going to be having an additional surgery coming up, and that's just merely from endurance of the treatments that
oh,
she
boy.
Has.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more heartbreaking than when you see those photos of the children. You see it on TV all the time, and we do have the Children's Studio Family Children's Hospital here now, which really makes us one of the most important locations in the area, and therefore I would imagine more of a demand on your services.
Absolutely, and we are so blessed to be able to be part. You know, my office is at Ascension. We are partners. I don't work for the hospital, but we are so blessed for them to give us that space that we're able to be closer to the families and also work alongside them. All the nurses and doctors in child life are just amazing human beings, and that mixture together really has a tremendous support system for the children, the families that are battling the unimaginable.
Yeah. We're talking with Jessica Sedaria. She's with Raleigh Foundation Gulf Coast here in Pensacola, talking about they're raising the money for childhood cancer research and also providing local help to the families that are here. So maybe someone's just joining us. Talk again a little bit. You might be interested in volunteering. I mean, it would be a great way to help. What can people do to help? And what are some of the things that you are doing locally that make a difference?
Yeah. So like I shared earlier, individuals can come help serve a meal. We're always looking for someone to also fund a meal service as
oh,
well.
Oh, there you go. So sponsors.
Yeah. So generally $500 will cover a meal for about 35 individuals.
Wow. Okay.
And then you have the tremendous opportunity of being able to brighten someone's day with a smile. Eldon from Sunny's has gone several times.
We know Eldon. He's here on Fridays.
Yeah, he's terrific. He was able to actually communicate with an individual who there was a language barrier.
Oh.
And he popped in. He may not have as good Spanish as my son, but he did really good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that was so wonderful.
Wow. Who knew? Good for Eldon.
Yeah. We do also have a really fun newer program that gets we are so active in this community. There are so many runners and people doing yoga and that sort of stuff. We have a program called Rally Fit, and it's 30 days of fitness. It can be, you know, pickleball, running, jogging, calisthenics, walking, and that sort of stuff. And for 30 days, it's kind of like, I guess I'm old.
Is it for kids or for adults?
Both.
Okay.
And so I remember being a kid and doing like the walk-a-thon or like the hop-a-thon.
Right.
And it makes me feel it's sort of like that, but it's 30 days.
Okay.
People pledge to get to, you know, get you to the end of the 30 days.
Oh,
we try to
that.
Raise $470 for the 47 children that are diagnosed every day in the U.S.
Wow.
With cancer.
47.
47.
We got to find a cure for this thing.
We do. I want to be sitting on the beach not working. So let's get a cure, right?
Okay. It works for me. What is the website again?
Rallyfoundation.org.
Okay. We'll be back in just a few minutes. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, talking about all the good that Rally Foundation is doing for the children in our community. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have Jessica Sedario here with us this morning. She's the development manager now with Raleigh Foundation Gulf Coast, doing so many good things for the community. So we just have a couple minutes left. Jessica, is there anything you want to mention before we go?
Goodness, the heat is on. I have so many things in my
head. I know. She's got a list. She's got pages and pages of everything
pages.
They're doing. Yes. Doing so much.
I haven't flipped any of them over yet. I would love to see the community even more involved. Mm-hmm. We have so many wonderful people and businesses out there. If you want to host an event, we actually have a community partner this weekend that is hosting a volleyball tournament at the Salty Rose.
It's how fun.
The Max Volleyball Tournament. So check that out. That's super great. Rallying the community,
yeah.
Coming together, playing volleyball and mm-hmm. raising funds for childhood cancer research and
there
support
you go.
Programs right here. And I think the other thing I would like to say is that if you were interested in becoming a partner involved in any way, I would love to go to coffee or lunch with anyone.
Okay.
And sit down and talk about what is the best. What fits for you might not fit for somebody else.
Right.
Somebody might want to join Rally on the Runway Challenge and mm-hmm. host a team to raise $25,000. Or they might just want to come in and, you know, serve a meal in the morning, or maybe even just help me out with paperwork or mm-hmm. making thank you calls. We thank all our donors.
Volunteers are needed in every aspect of any kind of nonprofit like this.
Yeah, we would not be able to pull off any of the community events or fundraising events without our volunteers. They really are the backbone of every single nonprofit.
No, we were just talking about that. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of opportunity here. And I love the idea of taking meals in, because when you think about families, the parents, they're not leaving their child's side. Mm-mm. They're not taking care of themselves. So
correct.
To have anything that would help them was a great, great thing.
Yeah, often we get mom or dad, they don't think the meal's for them too.
Oh, yeah.
And we say, the meal really is
mm-hmm.
for you. just to see their face light up when, you know, you send them some Chick-fil-A or some
nice.
Sunny barbecue, it's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kindness goes a long way.
Simple gestures.
Okay, what's the website again where we can get involved?
Rallyfoundation.org.
Thank you, Jessica, for being on the show and for all that you do in the community. Thank everybody that helps with Rally Foundation. We really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you. Can't do it without everyone, including you. So thank you.